bright morning, time again for Moments of Melody. Dr. Frederick E. Mielke is a psychiatrist. Now here's a little article that he's written. In the field of psychiatry, the one thing people seek above all others is peace. Until some years ago, my prescription for this rare quality was of little or no use. Now I'm convinced there is an infallible remedy for the turmoil and confusion of individual lives today. I prescribe it with the utmost assurance and confidence, and I have yet to find it fail. The answer came to me in Michigan, where I own a summer cottage. A sound car drove around the lake advertising a drive-in church. The Billy Graham film, Oiltown, USA, was being shown. As I viewed the picture, I heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ for the first time, and that began a struggle within my heart that lasted for 5 months. As I read and studied and searched the scriptures, I tried to justify my staying in a religion rather than trusting in a person. Finally, in my medical offices in Toledo, Ohio, I fell to my knees and asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart. He did just that and transformed my life. 2 weeks later, my office nurse said she too wanted Jesus Christ as her Savior. "Why?" I asked. "I see the transformation in your life," she said simply. To have Jesus Christ is to have peace, I quickly learned. To be without Him is utter confusion. Today we have a peace-seeking, pleasure-hungry world. The only remedy they know is tranquilizers. But I have to tell them the truth. Tranquilizers are not the answer. They have never cured a mental illness. The shock machine cannot cure all mental illnesses. Insulin shock has never cured a mental illness. To have Jesus Christ as Savior will bring you peace. It will not give you a new Cadillac or immediately solve all your problems, but God has promised to give life, eternal life. I have seen the power of the gospel transform lives.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rose a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains it and sweet my soul like an infinite call. Peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father.
Gospel according to Dr. Luke, the Lord Jesus speaking. Woe upon you, Pharisees, that will award God his tithe, though it be of mint or rue or whatever herb you will, and leave on one side justice and the love of God. You do ill to forget one duty while you perform the other. Woe upon you, Pharisees, for loving the first seats in the synagogues, and to have your hands kissed in the marketplace. Woe upon you! You are like hidden tombs which men walk over without knowing it.